This is St. Louis Public Radio. At the National Cemetery Scheduling Office in South St. Louis County, employees of the Veterans Administration schedule all burials in the VA's 136 national cemeteries. People who work at the office say it's more than a job, it's a duty. Reporter Mary Leonard visits the office that handles about 1,000 calls a day.
Good morning, National Cemetery Scheduling Office. This is Drayton. How can I help you?
About 30 times a day, Drayton Denson picks up the phone in his cubicle in a small brick office building on Lee May Ferry Road. He works at the National Cemetery Scheduling Office. It's a call center that schedules all burial times for the VA's 136 national cemeteries. They're located in 40 states and Puerto Rico.
How's your day going? Yeah, it gets better, though.
Most of the time, it's a funeral home calling. But some calls, like this one, are from family members of veterans who have just died. Denson says that because he's a veteran himself, he wants to be more than just a distant voice answering a toll-free phone number.
I served 23 years of active duty and represent this great country, but there's more for me to do. Right now it's here at the scheduling office to make sure that veterans get that best care and let them know that, hey, we're gonna get through this together.
Denson is one of 80 scheduling agents who handle about 1,000 calls a day. He says working at the call center is more than a job, it's a duty. The VA's National Cemetery Administration opened the call center in 2007. On May 3rd, staffers packed into a small conference room for a ceremonial ribbon cutting. Director Ginger Wilson says they were celebrating a much-needed $1 million upgrade of technology and staffing. In years past, callers might have waited 2 hours to speak to an agent, especially on Mondays, the office's busiest day. Now, the average hold time is 5 minutes. Wilson says agents must be prepared to serve funeral home professionals who know the process and people who have no idea where to turn.
Sometimes they just Google and they come across our phone number and they call us. And sometimes the call starts off with, "My father passed away last night and I don't know what to do."
Scheduling agent Priscilla McDowell says those are the calls that leave a lasting impression.
One of the recent calls that I had, and this was a wife that was laying her husband to rest, and he was a Vietnam veteran. When he came home, he burned everything. He burned his clothes. He burned all of his documents. So she had nothing to go by.
Using the veteran's Social Security number and date of birth, McDowell located his records and confirmed that he was eligible for burial in a national cemetery.
To all of my veterans out there, we will be here for you. Last call, last honor.
Sherry Harmon says her job may be behind the scenes, but she's proud to help veterans get the dignified burials they deserve, whether that's at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, which is just down the road from the call center, or in a national cemetery 1,000 miles away.
As long as I've been working here, I was always understood that the veteran, he may die in his physical body, but as long as he's interred at the National Cemetery, his name will always be spoken. You never die till your name is no longer said.
The call center is open 7 days a week, except Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. Last year, agents answered 300,000 calls and scheduled more than 135,000 burials. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.